This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you exclusively by our friends at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Whether you doze in a Lazy Boy or a Lane Recliner while watching the pennant races, the PGA, or getting ready for the upcoming football season, settle in for a night's rest from Bruce Furniture's Sleep Center as well. Rest and relaxation, whether it's a recliner, whether it's your favorite sofa, whether it's a brand new mattress, rest and relaxation. The good old R&R begins by seeing Michael and Doug Bruce and their trained staff at Bruce Furniture, the exclusive sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days, again in downtown Kearney at Holdridge, South Marion Road in Hastings. Coming up in the next hour, Colorado head football coach Dan Hawkins will join us. We've got more Oklahoma football players set. I think DeMarco Murray is going to be joining us, the outstanding running back for the Sooners, in just moments. And again, that's how things roll here at Big 12 Media Days. You catch who you can and you move right on. And we've got more from Kansas, Colorado, and Texas. Turner Gill making his first run through Big 12 Media Days here in the Dallas Weston Airport. And he seems to be a pretty popular target as well. As we thought, maybe Texas and Oklahoma would get all the attention here today, which they are. But Turner Kill getting his share of attention as well, especially from the Nebraska and Kansas media. So we're glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All you have to do to be a part of the show is fire us an email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Email us to the Dent Popper inbox, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776 is the phone number if you'd like to join us at any time on the program. I would really love to have your emails as well. 888-455-ESPN, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Irish Ken fires it after watching the high school all-star volleyball match last night. It appears to me that that sly old fox, Rick Squires, has snatched three very good recruits for UNK. In fact, in my opinion, and I'm never wrong, says Irish Ken, they played a lot better last night than most of the Division I recruits. So bias Irish Ken with his thoughts here from the Dent Popper inbox on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scotty McKnight, wide receiver from Colorado, joined us earlier today here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So let's hear from the outstanding wide receiver from Colorado in Scotty McKnight. Big 12 Media Days continues here in Dallas as we talk to our neighbors from the West. Scotty McKnight from Colorado, ready to light things up for the Buffaloes this year and hopefully all season long for him. And Scotty, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Pleasure having you.
Appreciate it.
Well, it looks like it should be a fun time. Colorado always seems to me like it should be the most enjoyable place to play in the North Conference because of the city, the atmosphere, what you see. Sometimes maybe we don't see a packed stadium because of all that goes on in Denver like that. Give me the atmosphere now that you've been at Colorado your whole career and what it's been like playing football for Hawkins, for the Buffaloes.
I've loved it. I mean, it's one of those things where I showed up and I had a lot of expectations, and I picked the school because there was so much to do. There's Denver down the street, and there's just so much that brought you to the campus. I showed up on my visit. It was 80 degrees and snow on the ground. I was like, this is a crazy combination. So I was immediately drawn to it, and we do it. We have good fans. We have loyal fans that show up to the games, and there's little kids always running around that'll come up to me. It's cool. There's definitely people embrace it in Boulder, and you get fans that come up from Denver, too. So I think with the tradition they have, there's people that have been longtime fans since early in the 90s when they won the national championship, and they've stuck with it. So it's disappointing that we haven't won enough games to kind of make them be more proud of the conference or be more proud of our program. And that's something we're working on this year. So we've worked hard this offseason so we can win some more games.
Scotty, there was another connection before you started this whole process with your father and Coach Hawkins. Tell the folks about that.
You know, a lot of people have brought that up, and they played together for like 1 year at Davis. Coach Hawk was a JC guy, and then he came in, and then my dad left the year after he got there because he met my mom, and he likes to say she took him away from football. But then they had my sister, and, you know, then he left school and started raising a family. So they weren't really friends or hung out at Davis at all, but they just kind of were on the same team, you know, acquaintances, and they knew of each other. But
so the connection's really not a connection.
It's really just overplayed. Yeah, it really is.
Well, it's nice
they didn't even know
that.
Each other. Like, when I started getting recruited by Boise, my dad was like, Dan Hawkins, like, oh, I played with him at Boise State. Or I played with him at UC Davis, and he's at Boise State now. And then Coach Hawk was like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember your dad. So I think my mom probably had my dad chained up in college, so he probably didn't get out too much.
Scotty McKnight, wide receiver at Colorado, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get to the quarterback situation in a moment, but you've got a young man that should be next to you or on the opposite side, and Tony Clemens, that is the preseason newcomer of the year for what that's worth coming in. What have you seen from him? And, boy, it looks like he's going to be a big help to this and big addition to this team.
Tony is, I mean, he's a huge boost for us. And I knew it when we were recruiting him from Michigan. He was looking at Cincinnati and a couple other schools. And Coach Keesaw was like, hey, kind of take this guy out and see what he's all about. He's awesome. And it's not even physically what he brings to the table. It's the leadership role that he's going to bring. And he's played in some big games. And, I mean, obviously he's 6'2", 205, and they just clocked him into the 4.27 in the spring. So the guy can straight roll. I mean, he's got the stride of a horse out there. He eats up turf. But he's got a swagger about him and a great confidence that it rubs off on everyone else on the team. It's contagious. He'll catch a big pass and, you know, spin it on the ground for a touchdown, and everyone's getting hyped up, and that kind of rubs off on guys. So people want to be more like that and more emotional, and it just adds to the game. So he's a guy that can catch a five-yard hitch, make a guy miss, and take it 60 yards, which in the past we haven't really had a guy like that. You know, we've had me that could kind of go over the middle and move the chains, but we haven't had a guy, a bona fide burner, that can move the ball downfield. So it's going to be good to have him on the outside.
Scotty, everybody wants to go to college, and they want their career to be as good as anybody can have it. Probably there's a few that dream of moving on and playing on Sundays. But to become the all-time leading receiver, I don't care if you're at a run school that started to throw the ball, whatever, that's got to be pretty special. That's something you're going to attempt to do in that first game.
It's crazy. A lot of people have been talking about this offseason, and I'm not going to lie to you and say I did not think that would happen when I came to this school. I wanted to work hard, and I wanted to contribute in any way possible to help our team win. That being said, to think that can happen in the first game is great. It feels awesome to be a part of that. And, you know, some of the names Westbrook and Johnson and these guys that have played there and made such an impact and then gone on to the NFL, to be even in the same sentence is crazy, especially when you look at me. I mean, I think I could probably be sitting behind one of these desks doing an interview. I look like a normal guy over here. So people,
very Wes Welker-like, I think. You're that possession guy that wants the ball.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I love it. And when people give those comparisons, I'm blown away just because those guys have done so much. But that's something I really do want to do, and I take pride in that, being able to move the chains and being knowing what's going on mentally and being an all-around receiver.
Colorado wide receiver Scotty McKnight joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. People might be out there scratching their head going, how can the all-time leading receiver be on a team where all we hear about is the quarterback struggle the last couple of years? Cody and Tyler have struggled a little bit. How have you worked with them? Where is that at? How's their psyche? I mean, it seems like for 3 years in a row now we've had kind of the same question.
Definitely. Cody came off as a freshman. He had a pretty good year, and we had a lot of seniority on the offensive line that year. And then the next year we kind of reloaded, and he took some shots and started to struggle a little bit. And it was tough. It was tough on Cody because he's a guy that knows what he's doing. He's a cerebral. He's a heady guy. And he started to get popped, and it kind of started to hurt. So then Tyler got out there, and you saw Tyler can do some things with his legs. He can run around a little bit, but it wasn't all there mentally for him. Last year, Tyler kind of came into his own towards the end of the season, and this offseason, they've given him the reins. I mean, they said, hey, you're the guy. He's taken every rep with the ones. He's run all of our player-run practices. I mean, he's really stepped up and been the leader, you know, a leader that we needed. And it's not to be – Cody's not to be forgotten in that, to where guys are like, this guy's gotten some great things done. He's won some big games for us. He knows the offense. He cares about the team, and he can do some things. So I think it's more of a positive thing that we've got two quarterbacks that have played in games and that can get the job done. Like I said, Tyler's a guy that gives that added dimension to where he can run, and he's really embraced the mental aspect, reading coverages, knowing protection, all that this offseason. He's watched more film than anyone. He's been in the office a ton. So he's going to throw the ball around a little bit, and then, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Well, we're back here live at Big 12 Media Days. We'll hear the remainder of that interview from Scotty McKnight in just a moment. But you know who trumps Scotty McKnight? His coach. He tells him what to do.
I don't trump Scotty McKnight, I guarantee you that. Any coach worth his salt will tell you that the players are a lot more important than the coach.
Well, the coach joins us again. He has been always the most accessible and always a pleasure catching up with the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, the Hawk, Dan Hawkins, back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're pleased to see you back here at Big 12 Media Days, Coach. The last one, I suppose, for all of us, but we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on Buffalo football and of course, the travesty that was, you not getting the bacon last year from Big Daddy.
You know, I'm a Doug and Daddy fan. I go way back, tried and true, you know, and I hear you guys talking about this bacon. You know, it's supposed to be unbelievable. So when I teach you guys last time, I'm like, I got to get some of the bacon. So, you know, you guys are nice enough to send the bacon out. Unfortunately, when I got the bacon, it was bleeding. So I told my guys, Coach, you're not going to believe this, but I think you got some bacon in the mail. I said, yeah, that's from Doug and Daddy.
Well,
and they go, well, it's bleeding. I said, well,
see, it's like going through the airlines. They got to check everything. They probably took the Troutman's bacon out and stuffed something back in that they shouldn't have stuffed in there. But we're gonna make that right.
He had it frozen in Nebraska, but it was thawed by the time it got to Colorado.
How's that possible, Daddy?
You know what? I'm the damn post office. I'm upset. Damn them.
Well, Coach, evidently you've taught Andy Avalos a few things out there at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They made it farther in the playoffs than the school ever has done, and he continues to rave about the things that he learned under your tutelage. Now I guess it's time to pass it on to the kids that you have coming back for this year, and talking with some of the boys like Scotty McKnight and Jaleel Brown and Nate. They seem confident. They said, you know what, we're like the guys that have been knocked down too many times, and we're going to come out with a little steam out of the nostrils. Are you seeing that?
Yeah. And you know, I think all things serve their purpose a little bit, and I think you have to get knocked around a little bit sometimes to have the right kind of attitude. I think we've got a lot of leadership, and I think those guys have done a nice job here. You've got to get sort of a little bit of chip on your shoulder. It can't be just, hey, I got a uniform, I got a locker, oh, look at this stadium, man, that looks nice. You know, you've got to come with a little juice, and I don't care whether it's in your profession or football, I mean, you got to come with a little juice, and I think those guys have done a nice job with that.
Coach, forget the fact that one of the quarterbacks happens to be your son. We've got a battle again. That's been hashed over and hashed over. You know what? You still got a two-quarterback race. As you head into fall camp, looks like Tyler maybe has the edge at this point.
Yeah.
But you got two capable guys that have been to the battle with you before. You know, that's got to, you got to take something from that as well.
Well, you've got to be good there. I mean, it all starts at the O-line, number one. And I think, you know, the great thing is I think our program, we've got great competition across the board with a lot of places and a lot of players. And that helps you get better. I know when I was a player, I wasn't real good. But I know I was at my personal best every day because I knew that guy right behind me, he could take my spot easily, and he did a few times, to be sure. So that's part of it. And I think, you know, Cody and Tyler are both awesome. I think you could split them with a hair. They both know that football's not fair, life's not fair. There has to be a backup quarterback. Chances of us getting through every snap with one guy are probably minimal anyway. Shoot, even last year against Okie State, you know, Tyler started the game and played well, and then he jacked up his finger. Cody came in. We went no huddle. He went down, scored a touchdown.
Or half.
Yeah. So, you know, it's it may not be what one would say is the ideal situation, but I think if you talk to a lot of people in America right now, they're probably not their portfolio's not ideal. Their mortgage isn't ideal.
Now my wife, I mean? Her marriage isn't ideal. She'll tell you that.
But you need to work on that. But that's all I'm saying. I mean, there's a long line of people that are having adversity, and so, okay, they're kind of in that. And but they handle it great. They get along great. Sure, they both want to play and all that, but they're both going to be coaches. They get it. They understand. I go, guess what? You're going to go through this as a coach. So figure it out.
Colorado head football coach Dan Hawkins joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I would have assumed you would have thought the running back situation last year wouldn't be a problem going into this year. It's a whole new system, a whole new situation. Talk about what we're going to see behind the quarterback this year.
Well, you know, Rodney's a very productive player, and I think, again, we get some things going up front. He's an electric player. He's that guy's unbelievable. I mean, you know, two of the bigger games he had, you know, 2 years ago were against Florida State and West Virginia, who are pretty darn athletic. And he's a powerful guy. He's got great vision, and I think he's growing up and maturing a little bit that way. Brian Lockridge is probably the fastest guy on our team, if not one of the fastest guys on our team. You know, Corey Neighbors is a guy that's a utility guy that can kind of do it all, be a pass protector, screen guy, run the ball, kind of knows, been around a little bit more. And then I would expect one of our young backs, we got four guys coming in, and I would expect one of those guys, at least one of those guys, to kind of be in the mix a little bit too.
Coach, we talked to Nate, I believe, about the experience and depth, finally. It's finally there for you. Maybe the first time you could ever say that and breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
You got to be excited about that.
Well, I know last year, I mean, every coach you kind of know, and I was looking at our squad last year going in, and you're thinking, well, you know, we're still a little bit young in the O-line. We're really young in the D-line. We need to get some help with Scotty here in a hurry and try to garner some momentum, and those things didn't necessarily come to fruition. But, yeah, I think we've kind of grown from having the seven guys in the O-line on scholarship to 17, and, you know, eight or nine of those guys have played, and I think there's several of those guys that are draftable players, you know, as their class continues to come up. So, yeah, and then again, I think they're getting enough confidence and enough swagger that you know, again, it's okay, this is my position and this is what we do, to kind of doing it with a certain sort of panache and attitude all the time.
Attitude's a key word, because one of the young men that we talked to from Colorado earlier kind of mentioned that now every kid there is a Coach Hawkins kid. There isn't anybody that maybe didn't, you know, came in, didn't buy into exactly what you're doing, so kind of a no-excuse mentality, because everybody should know what you expect of them now.
Well, and again, I think the kids that we had in the program, and I would say this too, you know, Nate was recruited by Gary, so, you know, we had a lot of great kids in our program, but, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing if, you know, you used to do cows and now you do hay, and I want to do cows, we used to do cows, but now we do hay. You know what I mean? It's just, you kind of got to get to the point. I said this remark, you could have five offensive coordinators in here, and they could argue all day about what's the best way to run something. But the best way to run it is everybody gets on the same page and says, we're going to run it how that guy says to run it. And when you get that, that's a big deal. And, you know, clearly for us, you know, when you don't win some games as well, then there's always a little bit of lingering, well, maybe we should do it this way, maybe it should happen that way. And so having everybody that's on board and rowing in the same direction, and that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Coach, you move Ashley Ambrose, an NFL superstar, to where he played, and that's got to be exciting for you.
Ashley is great. He's been with Greg. He played for Greg. He coached with Greg Brown. I'm talking about, he went to Arizona. Just kids respect him a lot. Very positive guy. He's a good teacher. Translates well to the kids. So we're fortunate there that we had somebody kind of in our hip pocket that we're able to kind of move into that situation.
Coach Dan Hawkins with us for just another minute from Colorado. Tony Clemens is going to be one of the guys that apparently, if he lives up to the hype, is really going to light some things
first
up.
First-round pick.
You know how the hype goes. But
talk about that young man.
I would say this. You know, we recruited Tony out of high school. We didn't get him. He went to Michigan. Tony is a guy that he'll probably be here next year and light up the room. But he's got a great smile. He's a very smart kid. He's a tough guy. He's a team guy. He's a leader, as well as all the physical things as well. So he's kind of got the full package, but he's a guy that lights up the room. I'm sure you had fun with Scotty, and I know the other room was saying he's one of the best interviews here. And I said, I'm just not saying this. I said, I could bring a busload of guys here that you'd go, wow. And Tony, he's one of them. I mean, he really is. He's a talented player, but he's got the other stuff figured out.
Coach, the question we ask you every year, the schedule again. Wow, you get to see some of the best. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of coaches out there that want to play the three paths and not, you know, set you up for the conference schedule. You guys choose a different route.
Well, and again, I think it's one of the joys really about coaching at Colorado. But we try to recruit to that. We try to coach that way. And, again, we're trying to get our guys to live up to this level of personal excellence every single day. And there's no days off. There's no weeks off. There's no soft spot in the schedule. You know, you've got to be at your best every single day. So I'm sure that's the thing your wife's telling you, too. You got to be at your best every single day.
And to live up. I can't live up to it.
Yeah, you can. And you got to visualize it. You got to see
it. Not visualize it.
There you go. There you work on that. As if non-conference wasn't tough enough, the first conference game is at Missouri. And Coach Dan Hawkins, always appreciative of your time. And you know what? Let's settle the North the day after Thanksgiving this year, okay?
Exactly. I got you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Look forward to that bacon.
It's his last time here. He's off to the Pac-10 after this, folks. And Dan Hawkins, the head football coach at the University of Colorado. It's always a pleasure catching up with Coach Hawkins, always giving of his time. And, you know, another reason I want to root for him, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, Colorado was Missouri. You know, I don't have that thought. And the Missouri kids are pretty good that we've had a chance to talk to, but Nebraska fans, I think, have went from disliking Colorado, they dislike Missouri more.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's tough to dislike these guys at all.
Well, and I think that's one reason is that we're having success again against Colorado. Missouri beat us. They haven't been very kind. I mean, it's kind of the same M.O. You went to Colorado. They were trying to make that next step up. They weren't very kind. There was a lot of things that went on with the fans. And then some words, you know, that go back and forth. But now we've beaten Colorado. I think everybody likes Hawk.
All 6 years that we've been here, Dave Plotty has been the best SID we've had to work with.
No doubt about it. We appreciate him giving us some time. And, again, we'll hear more of that Scotty McKnight interview. In fact, Merritt, can we play the rest of that interview right now? Will that work okay?
Sure can.
Okay, let's finish up with what we heard from wide receiver Scotty McKnight and bring it back here to Dallas. You're listening to the Big 12 Media Days brought to you by Bruce Furniture.
I said Tyler's a guy that gives that added dimension to where he can run. And he's really embraced the mental aspect, reading coverages, knowing protection, all that this offseason. He's watched more film than anyone. He's been in the office a ton. So he's going to throw the ball around a little bit. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know how someone's going to get around a guy as big as Nate Solder. But if they do, he can run, too, and get away from people. And he's got that escapability to where he can keep the play alive.
Scotty, experience and depth have been something lacking from this team. Well, ever since you arrived at Colorado,
definitely.
This may be the lone year that those are two maybe the biggest plus for this team.
Exactly, we're reloading. I mean, that's never really been we've always lost guys, and we've never really been we've never been strong on depth since I've been there. It's always been. I mean, my first spring there, they did 7-on-7 for their spring game because they had. Yeah, I see what you're talking about. We did 7-on-7 for our spring game because we didn't have enough linemen. So we've kind of loaded up, and we're much improved there. And hopefully this is the year where it shows that the experience and the depth are paying off and we win games.
All right, Scotty, we've talked to all the guys from Colorado today, and we haven't brought this up except kidding a little bit. How much, because there's so many great games, but how much are you looking forward to coming back to Lincoln for the final regular season Big 12 game, considering what happened 2 years ago, and maybe an opportunity to be in a position, if you can do what you want, that could be a meaningful game?
You know, that game's going to mean a lot, just because all the tradition that's gone on, especially in the past with, like, the Big 8 and, you know, when Coach Hagen was playing for Colorado, those games, all those big-time rivalry games with Nebraska, to see it be the last conference game where we play each other ever is, I mean, that's going to be special. So I'm honored to be a part of it, and obviously I think we're going to have a little added juice in that game to come out, especially after dude hit a 57-yard field goal to knock us off 2 years ago. I think
we're going to write that down. I'm going to call it dude.
Yeah, I mean, he just drilled the thing. It hung in the air forever. So yeah, there's a little added juice there, and with the rivalry and all, their last game in the Big 12 playing at home, it'll be special.
Scotty, you saw Crosby kick the ball 60 at Colorado.
Yeah.
But watching that kick, were you just like, what the hell is
going on? Well, I was standing on the bench getting ready to plan my bowl trip, sitting there like, okay, there's no way this guy pops 57 yards. I mean, it was because we had just gotten a sack to push him back what we thought was out of field goal range. And Alex Henry, he's one of the best kickers I've ever seen in my life. I had to catch punts from him last year. And he would put the ball on the 1 yard line right by the, he was killing me. So I mean, it's not a surprise that he did it, but just to watch it hang and hang and hang, and then that stadium got the loudest I have ever heard a single place after he made it. It erupted. It was I, felt like I was back in California. There was an earthquake going on.
You know what? We had our friend that's now at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, Andy Avalos.
Oh, you guys know Andy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. My parents were just at his wedding 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer's
mom works at the police station with my dad in Newport Beach.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's
small world.
See, it's all love.
Yeah.
It's all love here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
He tells us, being up in that booth, that he thought the place was coming down.
It was nuts. Yeah, and now he's back in Nebraska at a smaller school. Was he Kearney?
Yeah, yep. University of Nebraska-Kearney, Division II school.
Yeah, he's doing well over there. Coach Avalos is awesome, but if you were in that building or maybe in surrounding areas, I think you felt that shake.
Well, Scotty, it would be amazing if it came down to the last play of a game or something like that again, but we'll let you get through Georgia and Colorado State and Hawaii and California and the rest of the Big 12 before we see you the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for giving us some time on
guys.
The Doug and Daddy Show. Always
appreciate
a pleasure.
It. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Scotty McKnight, wide receiver from Colorado. He is going to become their all-time leading receiver. Should happen in that first game against Colorado State. And so we're looking forward to watching Colorado. But again, as we just talked with Hawkins and Coach Hawkins, and as you heard, kind of broke up the interview there with Scotty McKnight because Coach Hawkins was available. It was outstanding. And Colorado, again, I'm in the minority here. I think that this team, but again, I've thought that the last couple of years, I think this team can do some very special things in the Big 12 North. They've got to survive that gauntlet early on. And if they do, then all of a sudden they've got a chance to be a heck of a good football team. But their first five games are just not even fair. Here's a team that could be 2-3 after their first five games and still have a chance to play for the North title, which sounds strange as well. But Colorado State at California, they host Hawaii, they get a week off, and then they host Georgia, and the very next week they have to travel to Columbia to take on Missouri. And if Colorado can pull the upset at Missouri on October 9th, that puts them in position, because then it's Baylor, Texas Tech. Then they go to Oklahoma, which you figure will be an OU win, but then Kansas, Iowa State, Kansas State. You know, again, if those four teams, any of those guys could get on a little bit of a roll here, and Colorado, I think, is capable of beating some of these teams at home. I mean, they get Tech at home, Baylor at home, K-State at home, Iowa State at home. If they can win those ball games, they're going to be in a position to play Nebraska, if Nebraska takes care of business, for that Big 12 North title the day after Thanksgiving on ABC in Lincoln. The Big 12 Conference Media Days here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Bruce Furniture, where it's a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them in their dreams, like good dreams. A home will be just right for you, and that's the promise at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. We're back with more from Big 12 Media Days after this.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community using partnerships with other like-minded groups. Here's Pete McConnell, the executive director of the Crossroads Center Mission, talking about their association with the Hastings Family YMCA.
At Crossroads, of course, being a homeless shelter, there's not a lot of recreation area available there, especially with the high volume of people that are staying there right now. So, it's something that our guests can look forward to. They know if they really put 100% into this program, they're trying really hard, they're getting their lives back on track, they know that they're going to have the opportunity to access the services at the YMCA. And we find that it's really something that they look forward to.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and organizations like the Crossroads Center Mission are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
Save half on $25 gift certificates for the Wade Pizza Company in Grand Island. Or their certificates for the new Mountain Mud Espresso at Am Pride in Hastings. Car care from Midas. Rooms at Carney's Ramada. And more. How much more? Nearly $50,000 in merchandise marked down to half price or less. Get to know Easy Auction and save. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms. right on target. From my cold, dead hands.
D&S Hardware Nursery and Appliance Center is officially inviting you and yours to the Red Willow County Fair for a great experience. Don't miss the Carnival Cowboy Church Draft Horse Competition, Mutton Busting, and much more from your friends at D&S Hardware Nursery and Appliance Center in McCook. Willis Repair hopes to see you at the Buffalo County Fair from July 28th through August 3rd in Kearney. There will be a free barbecue, a Galaxy of Stars spectacular, a volleyball tournament, great food, and more. Come see Willis Repair for all your auto parts and repair needs, serving the Shelton area for over 6 years.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard. That's the
and we're back
I
on the Doug and Daddy Show at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. Glad to have you along with us. And Daddy, it's Wednesday. You're in withdrawal. We haven't been able to find you at Crane Game.
Well, that's certainly true, and Godfather's Pizza is one that has a Crane Game.
That's right. Stop by for lunch today at Godfather's in the Archway Plaza. And at the top of the hill, they're there for you at North 2nd and 42nd Street. They're open for their buffet from 11 to 2 every single day. That's 7 days a week at the new Godfather's. Or if you're in for delivery or carry out, 234-9444. Full catering services. They've got rooms for private parties, 140 more for the dining room, so they can house anybody. Baseball team, you're in for camp, you're getting ready to go into the season, or you just need lunch, they're there for you. Open 11 to 10 Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11. If you're really hungry, try one of their huge calzones. We saw that last time in there. Huge and oh so good. Plus, you pick the filling in each one, made to order just like you like. Whether you want the pizza, the calzone, or the buffet, only $6.50 with salad bar. You can find that in your couch, people. It's at Godfather's Pizza in their new location, the Archway Plaza, 234-9444.
Hey, we're pleased once again be joined by the national stage. He's Pat40.com. He's the one that broke it to you first. Bo Pelini was a coach at the University of Nebraska, and I remember stalking Pat 40 to get that information right from his mouth a long time ago. Pat, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Hey, Tony, glad to see you. Happy football season to you guys.
Well, everybody's
fired up. Pat, before we jump right into college football, we pop on the TV or we pop on one of your articles, you're all over the world. Talk about some of the things you've been doing here in the last few months.
Yeah, it's been busy, that's for sure. You know, conference realignment kept June hopping maybe more than usual, and the USC fallout from the NCAA penalties there, then the agent situation, and now, boom, we're into Media Days. Did SEC Media Days last week, Big 12 this week, so it's been a quick summer, been a very eventful summer.
So we get to football season. Nationally, you saw the what we consider the two dominant conferences, the Big 12, the SEC. Mm-hmm. Do you see the national title game setting up from those two conferences?
You know, I think that both of them are going to have a chance to get a contender to that spot. You know, if any team goes undefeated in either of those leagues, I think there's a great chance they play for it. But you know, I say watch out for Boise State, which is going to have a higher ranking going into the season than the usual for that level of program. And if they can beat Virginia Tech in that opening weekend, I think they're going to gain a whole lot of credibility. And then watch out for Ohio State, which I know they've flopped on the national championship stage a couple of times, but you know, they're going to have a big marquee non-conference game against Miami that can help their strength of schedule. And I think they're very much the best team in the Big Ten. So, you know, if they can go undefeated, we might have to put up with the Buckeyes again in the national title game.
Pat 40 of ESPN.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Had a chance to talk to Bob Davey earlier in the week, Ron Franklin, your cohorts earlier in the week. They both brought up the Boise State situation. I kind of countered with, if it wasn't their year last year, when will it ever be the non-BCS's team's year? TCU, Cincinnati, Boise State were all prime. Did the big boys have to lose twice?
You know, I hope not. I hope it doesn't get to that, because I really look at this Boise team and think that, as a matter of fact, I'm starting them number one going into the season, and I think they deserve a lot of respect. I mean, they've got, I believe it's 20 starters back from an undefeated top five team. that won a BCS game. If you change the name from Boise State to anybody else with that resume, I think they'd be number one. As it is, we got Alabama, who certainly has a lot to offer, but they're also starting eight new guys on defense. I mean, you know, and you don't often see somebody who's a heavy number one favorite that's got that kind of rebuilding job on either side of the ball. Ohio State, we've talked about some of its issues there. You know, I look at those three teams and think they're going to start at the head of the pack, and out of those three, I'm putting Boise State number one.
When you look at at maybe the SEC or a team that could have could struggle and lose the head coach, is automatically Chris Peterson the first name that comes up for all those jobs, whether it's SEC, Pac-10, Big 12, anywhere?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's one of the very best coaches in the country. Mac Brown, I talked to him a little bit about just other coaches, and he's very high on Chris Peterson. But he's also, you know what, he's really smart in terms of knowing what he's got. He's got a good thing there. He saw what happened to his two predecessors, one of which was Dirk Cutter, the other of which is Dan Hawkins, who's really, you know, kind of fighting for his job right now at Colorado. And I think he realizes, you know, if we can be in the top 10 and I can be in this market where I'm happy and I've always been here, why throw that away in pursuit of something somewhere else that may not turn out to be near as good?
Pat Forty of ESPN.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, you've been here, Big 12. What were you looking for? We got Turner Gill, Tommy Tuberville coming in. I see Tommy's on the front page today. What were you looking for, and I guess what have you found out in these 3 days?
You know, first of all, I was looking to see what the mood would be towards the teams that are leaving, towards Colorado and Nebraska, and it's been much more civil, I guess, than I anticipated, given some of the crossfire that went on in June. But, you know, people, I think, have tried very hard to take the high road. I was interested to see the new coaches. Tommy Tuberville, you're not going to find a bigger cultural shift from Mike Leach to Tommy Tuberville. There's you know, it's night and day. And I think it's changed for the better for Texas Tech. Leach has always been enjoyable in his kind of idiosyncratic way. But I think Tommy Tuberville is just a more solid all-around coach. And he's not going to put anybody in an equipment closet, I don't believe. So, I mean, you know, they're just going to play it better. So, you know, I mean, I've enjoyed it here. I've seen a lot, heard a lot, met some really nice young men. You know, the players, I really like talking to them. Kind of reaffirms your belief, you know, that sometimes we get a little cynical or jaded about student-athletes. And then you come meet a bunch of nice guys that seem to try hard in the classroom and do things the right way. And then you think, oh, you know, college sports is a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
Pat, seems like everybody, you know, whenever we talk to national people, you talk to, whether you're from a team, whether you're a local writer, local talk show, Nebraska at the top of the North, Texas and Oklahoma. Do you find a dark horse in there on either side of this deal that can make some noise and then challenge those teams, or is it just clear-cut favorites? Those are the three teams vying for the trip to the Big 12 title game.
Well, you know, on paper, I think those teams deserve to be where they are in the preseason rankings and everything, but you know, I don't think it's a slam dunk. You know, Nebraska clearly has got to get better quarterback play. I mean, I went through and looked. I believe it was 7 games last year. They scored 20 or fewer points.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, you're not going to – I don't think you know, the aspirations are to get back to the top 10, top 5, and I don't think you can do that unless you can score some points.
Well, Doug thought it was okay at times last year.
Oh, come on.
But you said all last year.
You were just so annoyed that he played so well in the Holiday Bowl last year.
Well, Dominican Sue isn't going to be around anymore to help, you know, clean up some of the offense. Mistakes. So, you know, I think Missouri could challenge possibly Nebraska on that side. On the south side, I don't know. I mean, maybe Texas Tech just with a kind of a better commitment to playing defense, you know, might be able to step up and be a little bit more of a threat there. But, you know, I do think those schools are the favorites for a reason, and I should mention Texas A&M too, obviously, with the firepower at the skill positions. But I think it is Texas and Oklahoma, and it is Nebraska. Those are the teams to beat.
Their defense, you mentioned A&M, their defense was inept as Nebraska offense at times last year.
Pat, everybody last year was singing the praises of Robert Griffin of Baylor last year at this time. I have hardly heard his name here this week. Are we forgetting this young man?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know why Baylor didn't bring him. I mean, Art Briles was asked about that, and you know, the answer was basically he wants people to realize there's more to the team than just that. And, well, that's fine. But I wonder if there's some sort of message being sent there, if he's unhappy with Griffin's commitment or attitude. I have no idea. But from what I remember of him back when we saw him play, he was a phenomenal player. And, you know, I mean, a difference maker, especially at a place like Baylor where you don't get athletes of that caliber all the time. And I'm very anxious to see him play and see if everybody's on the same page in Waco.
Pat, before we let you get out of here, I've got to ask you, if Boise's number one, where do you have the Huskers fitting into this mix as you start the season?
You know, honestly, I have picked 1, 2, 3, and I haven't thought beyond that yet.
Fair enough.
You know, that's one of the things I want to get back and sit down now that I've been to a couple of media days and try to hash it out. But, I'll stick Boise 1, Alabama 2, Ohio State 3. And I don't know after that.
We'll let you get out of here with this. You talked about all the weird things that have been going on and what should be quiet summer. We look at kids getting recruited and going where they need to be. Nebraska leaves, Colorado leaves. Your opinion, are we headed towards the end of the Big 12 and four super conferences, or is this going to hold on for at least a decade?
I think a decade's overly optimistic. You know, I wonder after about 5 years or so, if we don't see another big spasm and a big shift and a big change, and then then we do end up with four super conferences, something to that extent. You know, this has the feel of a temporary solution, and I think Texas basically stopped the dominoes falling because it wasn't going to get everything Texas wanted, and so I think then Texas is going to regroup and wait and see. Okay, how can we get everything we want? And if that means blowing up the Big 12, they'll do it.
Pat, we appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule and chatting with us here in Nebraska on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right,
for the time.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
You
thanks
bet.
For having me.
Pat Forte, ESPN.com, does outstanding work. Check it out every day because it's going to keep you up to date on what's going on in the Big 12 Conference and, of course, all around college football on ESPN.com. The Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, brought to you exclusively from Big 12 Conference Football Media Days by our friends at Bruce Furniture. Check them out at brucefurniture.com. They have all sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture. Plus, you can check them out on Facebook and Twitter. And when you do that, you're going to get special offers for becoming a Bruce Furniture customer and fan if you're on Facebook. And coming soon, speaking of fan, the Bruce Furniture fan line on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, somebody has stepped up and said Boise State number one.
That's a little bit surprising, I guess, just for the simple fact that he's the one that brought it up. You replace 8 starters on defense. Are they 8 of the best starters on the defense? Because you would think the defense would be the one to carry this team if they're going to go to the promised land of being a national title. You usually win it with defense. We'll have to wait and see. I respect Pat Forte's opinion. He's certainly knows or studies as much as anybody in the business, and we'll wait and see. I really got to think that first opening night against Virginia Tech is going to really set the table for whether they're a contender or a total fraud.
Well, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, get a sports update. We'll be back with more as we're winding down Big 12 Media Days from Dallas. Then it's back to Omaha for the Cox Classic on Thursday and Friday with more interviews and a lot more football and golf talk. But right now, a break on the Doug and Daddy Show exclusively from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge.
Need brake repair, struts, or an alignment? Now is the time to save big at Big O Tires.
During our red, white, and blue tag sale, all auto services on sale now.
Save $100 on 4 shocks or struts.
Or $50 on brake service.
And take $20 off alignments, flush services, and more.
At Big O Tires, it's simple. With our red, white, and blue sale, every tire and service in the store is on sale now.
So get ready for safe summer driving now at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. Both locations now offer Pavestone segmental pavers to beautify your driveway, patio, sitting area, or unique landscaping project. Call on our professional staff for design help. Take advantage of our years of combined experience at no extra cost to you. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Let's take a look at where Hurricane Katrina is.
First Katrina, then the oil spills. Now more than ever, you need to see this important film at the Hastings Museum.
We were more vulnerable than we knew. Now, on the giant screen, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America before and after the storm. Explore the vanishing wetlands of Louisiana, nature's defense against hurricanes, and discover the place that holds the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, narrated by Meryl Streep, only in Giant Screen Theaters, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now playing at the Hastings Museum Superscreen. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for showtime. Brought to you by KOLN KGIN Television and by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9. KHS Radio, Hastings Link, 1230 AM, and ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Taylor's first annual barbecue, rib, and hot wing festival. Outside in Taylor's parking lot. It opens at 6. Hot wing eating contest at 6:30 with a $100 first prize. Music at 8. Brahms Howell featuring former members of Blackberry Winter. Then Texas Blue Dog with the Young Raider Horns. Hot R&B featuring Wild Rose. And see Tom Taylor on vocals. Admission includes smoked ribs, hot wings, 12-ounce Bud Grant. $10 advance at Taylor's Steakhouse Hastings. Hastings State Bank, Video Kingdom, and Wells Fargo. $12 at the gate. July 31st, Taylor's Steakhouse Hastings.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
Wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
And we're back in Dallas on the Doug and Danny Show, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Glad to have you on the program today. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. That's 3776. Danny, how's it going? What's going on?
Well, the players seem to be hiding. They've all got a plate, and they head the other direction. So they're not eating. Coach Stoops is doing a Tulsa station, and they don't know from there, but that seems to be his flavor. And, you know, he's done that the last couple of years. There's a lot of Oklahoma talk radio here. He goes around and does all of them and kind of leaves the rest of us out. And that's just kind of the way it goes.
Well, we're moving along and checking out the world of sports. Again, a reminder that the Kearney Runza American Legion senior baseball team will be playing Papillion-La Vista South for the playoff final. The American and National Division champions in the Class A seniors are going to be playing each other, and that is Saturday at Memorial Field at 6 o'clock. Saturday night, Memorial Field at 6 o'clock. Come out and watch the final home game of the year for Kearney Runza. They're both heading on to regionals. One's in Missouri. One will be held in Texas, and Kearney is going to one of those, either in Blue Springs, Missouri, or Grand Prairie, Texas, August 5th through the 9th. But Saturday night, 6 o'clock at Memorial Field, Kearney and Papillion-La Vista South.
Grand Prairie, Texas, we actually went through last night on the way to the baseball game, so it's right here in the Dallas metro area, right out by the airport.
Are you just going to stay?
No. No, I've got to get out of here.
Also, best of luck to all the Little League teams. The 12-year-olds are off to Indianapolis next week, Tuesday. We are going to be on the road, a little fundraiser, helping them raise some money for their expenses going to Indianapolis. If they can get out of Indianapolis, they will be at Williamsport for the Little League World Series, and we'll tell you more about that as we get closer to that. But that is Tuesday. Our show will be on the road for an hour talking with some of the coaches and folks that are involved with the Little League and how we're trying to root this team on, maybe get some airtime, play some games on ESPN if they can get out of pool play.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. These kids, from what we hear about them, they seem to be maybe Kearney's best chance. A couple other teams have went. Maybe it didn't have the depth of pitching that they normally want going. This team does, supposedly. We'll see if they can compete at that level.
Well, baseball's not dead in the Tri-Cities, and that's evident by both Grand Island, both Kearney, juniors and seniors making it to state. Hastings, as I was going to say, making it into state. The Little League team's doing well. The Hastings team in the Babe Ruth tournament. We are seeing a lot of teams do very well on the stage. That includes the Lincoln and Omaha schools and the rest of the state of Nebraska, which are doing an outstanding job. We are winding down our final Big 12 media days here in Dallas, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. If you've got anything you'd like to chime in with here before the end of the program, all you have to do is fire off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just like Chris and Kearney did, apparently referring to Pat Forty's pick of Boise State as number one. Chris says it's a good program, but the kids have a glass jaw. That's not very nice. That's not very nice.
You're going to have to tell Dave that. Dave will get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
What's up, boy?
Well, Pat Forty just told us that he's going to put Boise State number one to start the season.
Really?
I know we talked about this the other day. When do these non-BCS schools actually get a chance to play for the title? Our email from Chris and Carney says, Boise State's a good program, but their kids have a glass jaw. Jeez, Garrett. Garrett, where you at, brother?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did deliver a little bit of a blow there.
Yeah, that was the scar on college football last year, I think.
Yeah. But,
Dave Lapham is back with us. We had a chance to talk to him Monday in an interview that we're going to play later this week, as we do with about half of what we do down here. And part of that conversation was about T.O. maybe coming to the Cincinnati Bengals. Yesterday afternoon, Terrell Owens goes to the Bengals. And, of course, Dave, if you're not familiar, which you should be, Fox Sports Net analyst. You see him all the time doing Big 12 and Husker games. And, of course, the color man for the Cincinnati Bengals. Dave, we speculated about it on Monday. It came true yesterday. Now how is this going to impact all those? They put up all those wide receivers that are on the roster right now, including two quality rookies. They're going to have more than the normal five or six, don't you think?
Yeah, it's going to be ultra competitive. I mean, there's 11 guys in training camp of various levels of success. And you look at T.O., the thing about him is he can still play. Turk Shonert, a teammate of mine, quarterback, when I played with the Cincinnati Bengals, he came to Cincinnati to visit with Chris Collinsworth, and the three of us went out. And I asked Turk, who was the offensive coordinator at Buffalo with T.O. before he had a disagreement with Dick Geron and get fired 10 days before the start of the season. The reason he got fired is Dick Geron said, I want to simplify my offense. And Turk said, well, it's already simpler than my high school offense. You know. And he says, well, I want to simplify it more. We don't want to make mistakes on offense. We want to win the game with defense and special teams, which is fine. But, you know, Turk said the reason T.O.'s numbers were down is because of the style of offense they employed. Chad Ochocinco has caught 10 touchdown passes one season in his career. T.O. has done it like six or seven times. He is a touchdown maker. He's a red zone guy. He's a touchdown maker, big, strong, size-speed ratio guy. The key is, you know, when we had good offenses in the 80s, the two Super Bowl seasons, they would double-team Isaac Curtis, Chris Collinsworth to take advantage, or vice versa. If they doubled both, Dan Ross, our tight end, would beat him up, or James Brooks would hurt him out of the backfield. But they were all in the spirit of sharing it. Will T.O., Chad, whoever else be in the spirit of sharing it? Because Carson Palmer is a kid at Christmas right now. He's got an ability to throw the ball to all quarters of the field to all different weapons.
For me, I'm a big fantasy football guy. You think Carson Palmer, that vaults him up into those elite group of quarterbacks if you're a fantasy football guy, because he's got so many weapons.
I do. And, you know, he's got a little chip on his shoulder because, you know, he's been beaten up. He's not the same guy he was in 2005 when he was throwing it all over the field like Peyton Manning was. He's had a knee reconstructed. He's had elbow problem that a lot of people thought should have had Tommy John surgery to correct, but he didn't. So now he wants to show, okay, offensive line, keep me healthy. I want to prove to people I can still throw it. For him to throw for 183 yards a game is stupid. Guy's a Heisman Trophy winner, first pick of a draft. He didn't have enough tools in the tool belt. Now his tool belt's full. And he's gonna go out there and want to prove to people, I can throw the football. And you know what? Everybody's saying, well, oh, is Cedric Benson going to be pissed off? Why would he be? All these weapons are going to spread the field. He's going to have more running lanes. He may run it fewer times, but instead of averaging 4 yards a carry, he's going to average closer to 5 yards a carry because there's going to be more room to operate in there.
Dave Lapham joins us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Big 12 Media Days. Okay, those other wide receivers, Maurice Purifoy is a big Nebraska. We're huge Mo Purifoy fans.
Gone.
Looks like he's just an odd man out. It looks like there's no, as good as he may be, somebody else has got to pick him up. Don't you think he could be a quality three receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, and the thing that he does, he plays special teams like a man. I mean, I've seen him blow up wedges and make a tackle after he blows a wedge up single-handedly. He'll block. You know, the coaches wanted to put him in, activate him because Hines Ward had beaten him up all season long for multiple years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maurice Purifoy, he can do the same type of thing. It's a big physical guy, the best blocking wide receiver they had. They do a nutcracker drill, the one-on-one drills. Maurice Purifoy was, every defensive back was scared of the guy. Nobody wanted to go against him one-on-one. So Quan Cosby, Maurice Purifoy, all these guys that had special teams contributions last year, they're going to be in a big battle because T.O. ain't playing special teams. Chad ain't playing special teams. If Antonio Bryant's going to be healthy and playing, he's not playing special teams. So the last two guys that they activated on a weekly basis,
five receivers,
those guys have to be special teams maniacs.
Not six.
He still has a chance. They may go six and then go fewer running backs. They may say, you know what, we're only going to activate four running backs or three running backs and not even activate a fullback, and we'll go with an extra tight end because you got Kopp and you got Jermaine Gresham. They're going to have to do a little juggling act to keep the special teams coach happy because he doesn't care about T.O. T.O.'s not going to help him on special teams.
So is this Cincinnati's division to lose?
You know, as defending champs, AFC North champs, 6-0 in the division last year.
Never done before, right?
Never done before in the history of the franchise. I mean, when Pittsburgh won it, when Baltimore won the division, I was always like, they're the champs till they're unseated. So you got to say the same thing this year.
And what about Shipley? What is your thoughts on him? He's a special teams guy. He's a high-priced rookie coming in. He would seem to be a lock to make that squad. Your thoughts on what you've seen from him?
He'll be the starting slot receiver, in my opinion. Carson Palmer loves him. I mean, Shipley's where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be there at all times. He not only knows what he's supposed to do, he knows what everybody around him's doing. Shipley's got high football IQ, effort guy. I think he'll have the type of career as Wes Welker. I think he's that type of slot guy. He's got the lateral quickness. He's bigger than Wes Welker. And maybe he's not as quick as Wes Welker, but I think he can give you those kind of things. All I can say is Carson Palmer's comment was, the bigger the game, the better that guy performed. I like him.
Is he the biggest beneficiary of having this Ocho Cinco Owens, or is there another kid that you see on the team that is going to get a lot more balls thrown his way?
Well, I think three Big 12 guys are beneficiaries. Kaufman, Gresham, and Shipley. Because with T.O. and Chad on the perimeter, the middle of the field is going to be open. And if you can control the middle field, you can control the whole field. Last year, the Bengals couldn't control the middle field, and they rolled coverage and doubled Chad and whoever else was outside. Andre Caldwell, pick whoever it was. Lavernius Coles, who was a bust. Now, they got guys outside that, okay, you double Chad, you double T.O., whole middle of the field's off, you know, opportunistically available. Shipley, Gresham, Kaufman, two tight ends, slot receiver in the middle field could make some hay.
What happens in the locker room? It seems to be a writer's dream. It seems to be a PR guy's nightmare. You can look at it one of two ways.
Well, the good thing is Chad and T.O. have respect for each other. They're very, very close friends. So I think that initially it's going to work. My question is, T.O.'s deal, $2 million, $2 million more in incentives. Halfway through the year, he's not quite getting enough balls to make the $2 million on the incentives. Now, all of a sudden, how does he handle that? When we had all those guys, people say there's not enough footballs to keep all those guys happy. When we had great offenses in the 80s, everybody was in the spirit of it. And when you looked at everybody's eyes in the huddle, it wasn't like, how am I going to get the ball? It was like, how are we going to win this game? So as long as T.O. and Chad are like, how are we going to win this game and not how am I going to get the ball, everything will be okay in the locker room.
Dave Lapham, Fox Sports, and with the Cincinnati Bengals color analyst, always a pleasure on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for the time.
You guys are the best. D-squared. I like it.
You got anybody back here, coming back here? Who's your Super Bowl teams?
Boy, Super Bowl team. I mean, I think Brett Favre is the big X factor there. You know, what is he? I thought the Minnesota Vikings were the best team in the NFC. I got to give the Saints credit, but I thought the Vikings pushed them all over the field and self-destructed with turnovers. But I don't know. I mean, there's a. I'd have to lean in that direction. The Vikings, if Favre quarterbacks in the AFC, I think it's kind of wide open. You know, I think there's a few teams that can. I don't think the Bengals are a Super Bowl caliber team yet. I think they're getting closer, but hey, you get in there, you never know. It's you know, it's survive in advance, just like the NCAA tournament at that point.
It's a long season, and we all know about that. Dave, thanks for the opinion. Thanks for the time.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
We are finishing things up at Big 12 Media Days. Just a couple of minutes left. We'll take a break and be back at Dallas as we are brought to you exclusively from Big 12 Media Days by our friends at Bruce Furniture. Look for special email surveys and offers when you become a Bruce Furniture customer. Check them out at brucefurniture.com. Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney and Holdridge, South Marion Road in Hastings, with a great selection of Lazy Boy and Lane recliners in stock. We're back after this.
Superstation Sports Center. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Kearney runs has scored 11 runs in the top of the first inning and went on to post a 25-6 win over Omaha Gross in the American Division Championship of the Class A State Tournament in Papillion last night. Derek Schreiner led the way with a double, a couple of triples, and scored 6 runs. Kearney blasted 24 base hits in the ballgame. Kearney is now 45-5 in the season. They will host Papillion La Vista South in the Class A State Championship game on Saturday at Memorial Field. Papillion La Vista South won the National Division Championship in Columbus last night with a 20-10 win over Millard South. Yesterday's win also guarantees that Kearney Runza will play in one of two regional tournaments next week, either in Blue Springs, Missouri, or Grand Prairie, Texas. Omaha Westside won the Class A Junior State Championship last night with a 6-1 win over Millard West. In the Class B Junior State Tournament in O'Neill, Beatrice beat Wayne 7-1 and Shadron down Seward 9-5. Beatrice will play Shadron for the state championship beginning at 5 this afternoon. In the Class C Junior State Tournament in Pender, Valparaiso beat Davenport Edgar 8-7, and Pender got by Dana Brown Carroll Bolas by the score of 3-2. Pender will play Valparaiso for the title this afternoon. Central City took the B5 Seniors Championship with a 6-2 win over Aurora. Holdridge beat Broken Bow 7-1 to win the B6 title. At the C5 Area Tournament in Giltner, Dakin beat Sutton 7-6 to win the championship there. St. Paul beat Shelby Osceola Stromsburg 8-4 in the championship game of the C6 Area Tournament. And Alma took the title in the C7 Area Tournament in Overton with a 10-7 win over Elwood Eustis. The Reds beat the Blues 3-0 in the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball match in Lincoln last night. The scores were 25-15, 25-23, and 25-18. The teams also played a fourth set, also won by the Reds 28-26. Kansas State recruit Courtney Cook out of Archbishop Bergen had 7 kills to lead the Red team. Katie Sokolowski out of Kearney Catholic pounded a match-high 13 kills to lead the Blue offense. Nebraska golfer Mike Copeman is a leader entering today's third round of the Nebraska Amateur at the Happy Hollow Country Club in Omaha. Copeman fired a 68 yesterday and is 6-under for the tournament. He has a 2-stroke lead over former Husker golfer Ryan Neatfelt. North Carolina's Charlotte golfer Andy Sajovic is currently in third place at 1-over par. And Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovee has released a list of 26 recruits that will be joining the Broncos this fall. Included on the list are Ben Reimer of Hastings High and Ben Kruger of Adams Central, Adam Brown, A.J. Frechtel, and Mike Tomlin out of Grand Island, and Tyler Richters and Ben Peard out of Aurora. The list includes 16 players from Nebraska and 10 from Colorado. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
I'm in she even cooks me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I...
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Fast Willie has sent us an email here. The Dead Popper inbox says, Carson Palmer has bad knees. Sincerely, Chemo. I don't even remember that guy's name that wrecked him up in the playoff game.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's talking about. The Steeler that, you know, took obviously the biggest cheap shot in one of the games, just took a shot at his knee, took his knee out. You know, nice guy, I'm sure. Jerk.
Only way the Steelers can win. We get it for you. We get it for you. Folks, we want to thank you for joining us. Don't forget Kansas City Royals baseball coming up next. They will wrap up their series with the Minnesota Twins. We are going to be packing up and headed off to Omaha for the Cox Classic and the Nationwide Tour. Our shows on Thursday and Friday. We will have plenty more interviews to bring to you during that time, so stay with us for folks from Texas Tech and Kansas State and Colorado and so many more, including Missouri and Oklahoma, and so many more folks that we're going to talk to, some national columnists as well that are going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. So stay with us for that. That'll be coming up over the next few days as we get back into the state of Nebraska and continue the Doug and Daddy Show as we stay busy from 11 to 1. And, Daddy, I guess as we wrap things up here, some of your final thoughts as we leave.
You know, I'm not sure that anybody really changed my mind, you know, one way or another on, you know, I thought Iowa State, you know, yeah, they might be a pretty good football team, but then I go back to the schedule deal again. I think maybe Kansas maybe dropped a notch in my book as far as listening to people comment about them. Maybe they just don't have the piece in place that they need, you know, after losing a Reese, you know, after losing a Kerry Meyer. Maybe they need to get some playmakers back in that stable. You know, that's probably the one that goes down for me the furthest. Oklahoma State's intriguing to me, but I still think they got an uphill battle against those. I think there's four teams ahead of them. And, you know, Baylor, you know, people kind of high on Baylor think they can move out of that cellar. We'll have to wait and see. But nobody really night and day do I think is going to jump four spots in the conference one way or another. Tommy Tuberville was very impressive. I thought he did a wonderful job getting around talking to everybody that wanted to talk to him. Hey, we'll see what happens. We'll see if that spread offense is a true spread offense they used to run, because they seem to think maybe they're not going to change it up a whole lot.
Well, a couple of things that I come out of here with. I'm more convinced now that Oklahoma is the favorite in the South over Texas than I was coming down here. I picked Oklahoma to win the South. I think you did too. I'm more convinced now that they're going to get that done. Texas Tech might win another game or two because simply they're just going to have that quarterback to wide receiver potent offense. If they have time to throw the football, if their offensive line is mediocre, they're going to be good enough to – And again, that throws Oklahoma State down there. I mean, if Texas Tech's going to be okay, and A&M is supposed to be better, and Baylor is supposed to not be in the cellar, then that means Oklahoma State's going to be in the cellar. That's what that means, and that just seems really hard for me to believe. And if Oklahoma State's in the cellar, Mike Gundy will not be their football coach next year.
Well, and that's real interesting. We brought up the fact that Mike Leach could emerge in Stillwater with so much of that Stillwater staff up there already. That was totally denied by the people we talked to, so they'd rather hire Satan than Mike Leach, I believe, was the comment we heard last night. We'll have to wait and see. He seemed to be that Oklahoma State boy, kind of grew up there, played there, and now he's coaching there. We'll have to wait and see. Should be an interesting year. It's all got started right here, though, Monday, Doug and Daddy Show.
One other thing I have to ask you, Daddy, before we get into the Royals here, did you get the feeling, there was a couple of times when we talked with Coach Dan Hawkins from Colorado today, that we chatted with him and he didn't show the fire that we have seen from him in the past as to, like, when we joked a little bit about the Pac-10 and we joked a little bit about the future. Do you think that this is for sure it for him at Colorado?
Oh, no, I don't think you can say that. I think he's maybe more comfortable. I think maybe he laughed off things and came at you a little bit more fire in the past. I think he knew in the past. I think this is maybe the most comfortable he's been there. All the pieces are in place. The depth is such a huge thing, and they've been known to get two, three people hurt and just absolutely just kill them the last two, three, 4 years. We'll have to wait and see, but that schedule doesn't help them in any way. But if they get a couple wins, I think there's a team that could get on a roll, and good for them. I know we'll be cheering for them every week but one next year.
Well, let's check in with our producer, Merritt Lawson, back at the studio. Merritt, anything we haven't touched on today?
Nope, I think we're ready to go.
All right, well, let's wrap things up and remind you once again, everyone, that we thank the fine folks at Bruce Furniture, our exclusive sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. Bruce Furniture wants your purchase to be just right for you, not just the experience on the furniture, but the entire from the start to saying, hey, I'm not sure what I want, to taking it right on home. From delivery to their satisfaction guarantee, they say that after a few days, you're not happy with what you took home, they're going to make it right with you. They'll switch it out. They'll work with you. Get what you want in your home. They'll even take away your old furniture or mattresses that you're replacing with items that you buy at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. We want to thank Corby Jones and Dave Lapham, both with Fox Sports Net. Of course, Corby, the former Missouri quarterback, Dave Lapham, also with the Cincinnati Bengals, their color man. Head football coaches Mack Brown of Texas and Dan Hawkins from Colorado. Wide receiver Scotty McKnight of Colorado. Jeremy Beal of Oklahoma. And ESPN.com's Pat Forty for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We will talk to you tomorrow from the Cox Classic on the Nationwide Tour in Omaha at Champions Run. I'm Doug Duda. Daddy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, look forward to it live from Omaha, 11-1 again. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.